God's commandments. Is the Old Testament law relevant today? How does it compare with the New Testament guidelines? Many people believe we can get away with anything as we are under grace. That is the worst deception ever. Through Moses, God gives hundreds of laws for the Israelite nation. These laws are civil laws, and these include dietary and judicial laws as well, for the Jewish nation's governance. Today, these are replaced by our own respective governing authorities. There are ceremonial laws, which include sacrifices and feast days. For today, Jesus has instituted baptism and Holy Communion as key sacraments to be followed, representing renewal and cleansing in Christ. And then there were moral and spiritual laws, including the Ten Commandments, written by the finger of God. These are completely relevant and raised a notch higher. Jesus highlights the greatest commandments. In Matthew 22, verses 37 to 40, he says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." He then raises the bar with a new commandment. "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." John 13, 34 and 35. In the New Covenant, Jesus raises the bar on love. Love to others is to be more than love for ourselves. It should reflect the selfless love Christ demonstrates. He raises the bar on the law. "The spirit of the law is more important than the letter of the law," Jeremiah 33, 3. Romans 8, 5 to 7, 1 Corinthians 2, 13 to 16. He raises the bar on living. In the Old Testament, God called people to be holy as he was holy. In the New Testament, the call goes beyond ourselves to others, to be disciples and make disciples of those who choose to follow. Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Christ fulfills the law and teaches us to fulfill the spirit of the law. The grace he gives to us is not license to sin, but freedom from sin. Grace is one of the most diluted and misinterpreted concepts in the Bible. The law makes us conscious of sin. Grace makes us conscious of God. Romans 7, 6. Do we demonstrate to others the love God shows by leading them closer to him? Do we follow the spirit of the law? Are we living as Christ's disciples, searching for those who are seeking God and making disciples for him?